After trying it, I had rheumatic pains, and when I could not work, the summoner sent me to prison for hard labour for 21 days. For the pauper allowance, I am letting your honour knows, I got always a pint of tea, 1.5 pounds potatoes for breakfast, for dinner 3 gills of skilly, for supper 6.5 ounces of bread.
You're listening to a letter written in 1858 by John Hankerson, who was struggling with ill health, starvation, and being worked to the bone. His letter is a plea for help.
For infirm men, 7 ounces of sugar in the week and 1 ounce tea, 5 ounces of butter. This allowance we do not get. I can prove to it since Mr. Lloyd died. Paupers are used with all cruelty.
This is On the Record at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people. I'm Chloe Lee, a migration and citizenship researcher at the National Archives. In this episode of On the Record, I'm speaking to Paul Carter.
Because if you can put off 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 applicants, what do you think happens? The welfare bill goes down. So, and it's not even them refusing relief. It's offering relief of a certain nature.
With certain caveats. Paul is on a team of researchers who, for several years now, have been working through an extraordinary collection of letters and testimonies that we hold here at the National Archives in Kew. These texts are known as the Poor Law Correspondents. These historians have discovered how this collection can give us a unique insight into how poor people during the Victorian age felt about their circumstances. Direct accounts from people experiencing poverty can be rare in the historical record, especially the further back you look. So to have an archive of thousands of letters written by some of the most vulnerable Victorians is really incredibly useful if we want to understand their lives and reflect on where we are today. The episode is coming soon, so hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen.